This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
So, Danny, thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us today. I know you've been very busy.
No problem.
So, yeah, you DJed here for us at Leeds University Union last Thursday. How was the crowd?
The crowd were unexpectedly excited because I didn't have a clue how it was going to be because I'd never played at Leeds Uni before. But I'd heard good things, and I'd seen the resident DJ actually tweet saying that every night's been sold out so far. This was when I was on my way to Leeds, and I'm thinking, oh God, what if the only night that it's not actually busy or sold out is the one that I'm playing on tonight? But it wasn't the case, and it was full room, and they were up for it. Really, really up for it.
So what do you think of our freshers then?
They like a party, and that was proven on Thursday. So, it's just a nice welcoming and a really good atmosphere, and I really, really enjoyed it. And, maybe I'll get to come back one day and then do it again.
Fantastic. I'm sure they'd love that. So obviously you shot to fame in 2011 after taking part in BBC Radio 1's DJ competition. Before that, you were a student at Edge Hill. The question a lot of our students always like to ask is, how do you get yourself out there nationally and locally into clubs, bars, venues, etc.?
Well, as a DJ?
Yes.
Well, that was always my intention, because I was a DJ that went into radio and not the other way around. But, doing radio was never actually on my radar. I always wanted to play in the clubs. And then, because I was such a fan of listening to Radio 1, I heard the competition. And the short version is that I entered it after a few friends and family sort of gave me the nudge to do it. And obviously won that. And that sort of put me under the nose of the bosses at Radio 1. Now, that was like a, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Definitely.
And all I'd say is... you've got to keep working hard to sort of hone your craft and develop the skills that you need to be able to deliver should an opportunity come around one day, because people, feel like they're doing things sort of in vain and they feel like they're never getting anywhere, but then all of a sudden out of nowhere something might come along. And that's exactly what happened to me, and I just, because I've been working so long in the clubs and I'm sort of ready to go, I sort of stood me in good stead, really. So all I would say is, keep learning the skills you need, keep doing what you need to do business-wise to get out in the clubs, and then when the opportunity comes along, just make sure you take it and grab it with both hands.
Fantastic. Well, as we can tell, you're a bit of a tastemaker when it comes to music, especially dance music. So what would what would you look for when you're looking at a track to think, wow, this is, going to be a hit, this will go off in all the clubs that I'm going to play at?
Yeah. Well, I would look for something that obviously is unique. I am now in a position, a very fortunate position, to receive so much music, a lot of good music every single day in my inbox. Which I'm sure as you can imagine, it takes a lot of going through. So when you're going through music, I'm always listening out for something a bit different, because when you hear something that sounds the same, then it's not going to stand out, amongst the rest. So something definitely unique, but also something that, if it's going to be a hit, something that will translate to a casual, say, listener or someone who just goes to the club because they enjoy going out, and not necessarily always music. So you've just got to get that balance, really. So look for something that stands on its own 2 feet, as well as, has that crossover potential to what is big in terms of sound at that current time.
Fantastic. Well, now you mentioned there that sometimes songs like to sound the same. What's your personal opinion on sort of the cut and paste, just for our listeners? Cut and paste sort of basically means that artist will take a song, change maybe a few bits like the melody or like the build up, and make it sort of sound very similar. Do you think, that's become quite prolific in the EDM scene, as it's called, and do you think it's become more about quantity over quality?
No, because as the old saying goes, cream always rises to the top, and it's a case of music. And certainly nowadays I'm receiving so much music that sounds the same that I'm just listening to 10 seconds and then not bothering with the rest of it. And that's not just pros that I'm receiving off producers, bedroom producers, this is like receiving demos and tracks from well-established names I'm not actually going to name names, but I'm listening to the track and I'm feeling frustrated because it's quite obvious all they're doing is following a formula that it's getting a bit tired. So I think producers are now cutting on to that and they're getting back to being creative in the studio. So hopefully we'll get some good music, some new music, some different sounds coming. But then on the flip side of that, you look at someone like Calvin Harris and Avicii who, you know, have got a formula there that works. So, you know, why not give the people what they want and stick to it whilst they want it? So, there's two sides to it, really.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you were saying about sort of people changing the formula. There's quite a few artists who I know you support, like those who release on Axwell's Axtone, of course, Crider as well. Do you really think, you know, obviously the deep house scene has been brought back quite a lot this year. Do you think the groove is coming back to sort of house music?
Definitely, that's all I'm playing in my club sets, really. Apart from, so my set that I played at Freshers for Leeds, that's sort of like my fun party set in a way. Mm. You know, it's full of big tunes that everyone can sing along to and basically just, you know, stuff bring familiarity so we can all enjoy it together. Whereas when I'm playing, in Ibiza, for example, where people there, they want the newest stuff and, you know, they want to hear you play different music. I always play more housier and more groovier.
Mm, definitely.
So I'm fortunate to be in a position to be able to do both. But in terms of sort of forcing music, definitely the groove and more house. And I suppose commercially, you only have to look at the chart. You know, this year number one from Route 94, Second City, Duke Dumont, Mr. Probs, all that sort of, you know, less noisy house music coming through, and people are sort of connecting with it. So, you know, and it's good, and I think it's because it's fresh to people. So that's why they want it.
Definitely. Well, now I've just got a couple more questions for you before we go. You've got a track coming out called Romani with Futuristic Polar Bears, 10th of October. So it's not the first time you've produced with them, is it?
No, not at all. The thing is, with Futuristic Polar Bears, I've got a long-standing relationship with them. I actually knew Fran out of Polar Bears first through his girlfriend, actually. I went to school with her brother. This is needless information. Now, needless information that you need to know, but that was the original connection. And then Fran just called me up one day out of the blue and was like, you know, do you want to work some stuff together? So we did, and then we just sort of stuck at it ever since. And because of the great relationship and because we're not too dissimilar musically, it just sort of works. So we've had, you know, Vargo released and then we've got Romney coming, like you say, on 10th of October, which we've got, you know, big expectations for. We really hope it's going to do well. And we've got another couple of tracks in the pipeline as well, so it's, it's good.
Fantastic. Well, have you got any sort of artist that you'd really, really like to collaborate with?
But I don't know if it would work. Like, my all-time hero is Eric Murillo. His sound is just really what I really, really love. He's a legend, and you know, I used to go and see him all the time, in Ibiza, and whenever he was in the UK, like, I was there, so it'd be cool to do a track with him. I don't know, he's the one person I've always said I would like to do a collaboration with. Mm. But in terms of that, you know, music changes all the time, and I think apart from Eric, because as a long-term sort of on my wish list, you know, I'm open to collaborations with anybody, really, if as long as it's right.
Fantastic.
Well,
no, thank you very much, Danny Howard, for your time. We really appreciate the time you've taken to speak to us today, and, you know, hope you enjoy the rest of your Dance Anthem shows. I really enjoy them. I know a lot of us here at Leeds really do, and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Hi, this is Danny Howard, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.